The May 2024 Communique. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to group members. A seven sister, one holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. There's a beautiful painting of Woman Holding a Balance by Vermeer. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ as we exalt together from the corners of the world in this Eastertide, persisting all the way to the pinnacle, Pentecost, May 19th. We are truly together. Distance is not a barrier, for we meet in the eternal realm, at the holy altar and before the sacrament of unity. And St. Catherine of Siena reminds that our steps bear eternity too. All the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus said, I am the way. My husband and I gifted our daughter and groom with a pendulum clock for their wedding. It is a style that needs dedicated visits to manually wind. On acid-free paper using permanent ink, I penned Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 9, in full and affixed to the back. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Vowed to marriage, the two will enter this entire litany of life and together learn and fall and rise and love along the way. Through it, they will hope to gain the perspective of the writer of Ecclesiastes, verse 11a, God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's mind. Time and dates and seasons are important to the church too. Liturgies start on an assigned minute. Presiders respect the order and timeliness of worship with little variance. Attendees are disquieted if either is disrupted. Parishes freely dole out annual calendars, and we Catholics tack them to our walls and heed them. They remind of liturgical seasons, solemnities, memorials, feast days, days of fasting. Further, the Church delights in searching and archiving significant dates in her history and in the lives of the Holy Ones. Her wisdom teaches that events often require the passage of time to comprehend their full significance, to recognize God's eternal hand. The Church remembers Jesus' words to St. Peter after washing his disciples' feet, "At the moment you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." For Catholics, the months of the year and days of the week bear traditional devotional themes, with Sunday of highest esteem. In his apostolic letter, Dies Domine, May 1998, St. John Paul II awakens our sensibilities about Sunday. He links this point of time to eternity. Sunday is the proclamation that time, in which he who is the risen Lord of history makes his home, the cradle of an ever-new future, an opportunity given to us to turn the fleeting moments of this life into seeds of eternity. Sunday is an invitation to look ahead. From Sunday to Sunday, enlightened by Christ, the Church goes forward towards the unending Sunday of the heavenly Jerusalem. In this Eastertide, we seamlessly celebrate the Sunday resurrection, triumph of Christ over death and over time. It truly takes 50 days to let such joyous truth overcome us. In all of her caretaking and precise use of time, the Church paradoxically and consistently points us to timelessness and eternity. God is outside of time altogether, but invites us to a foretaste, a big gulp at times, of heaven's timelessness in the Holy Mass, adoration, sacramental life, and through the giving and receiving of acts of love, for love is never finished, Benedict XVI. This is the familiar ground and life of a seven sister. Vermeer's Woman Holding a Balance gives a delightful visual study of the nearness of time and eternity. Seven sisters can likely relate to living in the precarious balance of the depicted places here, between light and dark, between focus and fanfare, between this world and the next. Painting on wall is of the Last Judgment, more apparent in full portrait versus this detail. Our call to this apostolate, compelled by love, presents these delicate balances that bring us to the thresholds of experiences of eternity. The Church has always understood the Holy Mass as a celebration where time collapses. We lift our hearts to the Lord. Heaven comes to earth. We literally commune with our Lord. St. Leonard of Port-Marie says it well. Possessing this treasure of Holy Mass, hope breathes again, and if we but throw it not away by our own mismanagement, we have holy paradise within our grasp. Yes, we are women holding a balance, living within that balance. Our times of Eucharistic adoration likewise bring us to an encounter of eternity, where heaven comes to earth and eternal life rushes into this earthly life. And there is even more to ponder when we consider offering our holy hours. While they are offered in the grasp of time, love opens our action into eternity. As seven sisters, we now meet at the brink of two special months. May, our month of discernment to remain or depart from the weekly holy hour commitments, and June, our month of recommitment to another year of prayer offerings. Be open to a call that nudges you to remain in the apostolate, but also serve in an additional or different or new group. My prayers heartily join yours as you listen and act. When you gain that clear sense of the Lord's direction, please inform your anchoress. Our experience of time is likely that there never seems to be enough of it, yet the Lord is set to show us that he invites us and takes us outside of time with him. Our love lives on. Let us consider again that pendulum clock, or perhaps your Fitbit, cell phone, or kitchen clock. Their essence seems fleeting. For those who have hearts to see, time offered in love truly touches eternity. Our holy hours are never finished. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11a. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each remember to offer a wee Hail Mary for me every day. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your kind emails and notes and phone calls and generous support always arrive to my heart door at the right moment. Your financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of apostolate. Thank you. The letters of testimony are so beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through your writing. Eternal gratitude is mine for you. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Signed, Jeanette Howe, Jesus Mary Joseph. Cell phone 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord, NORD, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota 55127. Email address 7sistersapostolate@gmail.com. Madonna of the Grapes, pray for us. St. John Vianney, pray for us. St. Margaret Clitheroe, pray for us. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Seven sisters, in and out and about, heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in April to cover more priests in daily prayer. Additional groups in these United States, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Our sure and steady mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar, gratitude to the Superior Wisconsin Coordinator Amy for organizing the April 20th Time of Reflection for Local Seven Sisters. Madonna of the Grapes, overseer of the Eucharistic life and model to us. What joy! Gratitude to Faith for organizing an informational April 27th at St. Mark's Parish in St. Paul, Minnesota. Saturday, May 4th, Day of Reflection, St. Thomas Becket, Fort Worth, Texas. Cultivating a heart of prayer, praying for priests and curbing distractions. Jeanette to offer reflection. Info at mariarose173@gmail.com. mariarose173@gmail.com. Friday, Saturday, the 10th and 11th of May, Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, Waverly, Nebraska. The title is Let's Talk Roses. Roses All Around, The Rosary, Titles and Apparitions of Mary, St. Rose of Lima, St. Therese's Shower of Roses. Jeanette to offer reflections. Attend wearing something rosy. www.goodcounselretreat.org. That's goodcounselretreat.org. May 19th, Pentecost. Pentecost 2020 invitations were extended to 125 plus monasteries of cloistered nuns to offer prayers with and prayers for us, specifically for purity, presence, and proliferation of the apostolate in and about their diocese and state and the world. Several stay in touch with the apostolate and want to receive an update. We will oblige this year and include a set of the apostolate holy cards and a refrigerator magnet of the logo for all the monasteries. You may support this outreach venture through concerted prayers and or financially to help defray costs. Friday, Saturday, the May 17th and 18th, Star of the North Eucharistic Congress at Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Seven Sisters Booth will be there. Visit for a free gift. The Star of the North Eucharistic Congress, Crookston, Minnesota. Contact Seven Sisters Coordinator Anna at sevensistersduluth@gmail.com. It also lists a website for Star of the North Eucharistic Congress, so you can click on the link for that. Saturday, June 8th, Archdiocese of Dubuque, Iowa, celebrating 10 years of the apostolate. Morning and event includes Mass, reflections, testimonies, lunch. St. Columbkill, Dubuque, Heaven's Blessings for the Priest and Prayer. Father David Schatz, Seminary Rector, Keynote. RSVP Leon at r1berge@msn.com. Saturday, June 8th, also, Archdiocese of Seattle, Washington, their second annual retreat, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., St. Michael Parish, Westside Chapel, Olympia, Washington, includes Mass, breakfast, lunch, reflections, fellowship, free will offering, talks by Jeanette and Clergy Formation Director. Info, contact Holly. Her email address, sevensistersseattle@gmail.com. Saturday, June 29th, the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota, Annual Reflection and Renewal Gathering, St. Anthony Parish, St. Cloud, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thy will be done. Speakers are Diane Hansen, Father Matthew Crane, $15. RSVP to Carrie. Her email address, sevensistersstcloud@gmail.com or 320-253-1692. And to enunciate better on the email address, it's sevensistersstcloud@gmail.com. Matters of the Heart. These are notes Jeanette has received from anchoresses around the world. It is a treasure of the heart to offer a holy hour weekly for a priest or bishop who has committed his life to follow Christ, lead Christ's flock, and tend Christ's sheep. Our priests and bishops not only pray for our souls, but also lead us to a deeper love of our Lord. This is a treasure we can live within here on earth and take with us to heaven. I am blessed to be a member of Seven Sisters Apostolate. Barb from Missouri. Another one. Thank you for your beautiful communiques each month. I find that it is a way to connect with the sisters when we don't cross paths often otherwise. They are so thoughtfully written and always full of ideas for us. The apostolate has been a blessing to us as well as our pastor. From Melise of Texas. Another. For about 3 years was discerning how to respond to the Lord's inspiration to pray for priests. A sister-in-law explained Seven Sisters Apostolate. I knew that was it. In no time, we had 21 sisters praying for the pastor and 2 parochial vicars. Praise God, such a spirit-led apostolate. From Jean of Massachusetts. Another one. Was asked to be a sub for a Seven Sisters group in March 2023. I gladly accepted. Last fall, was asked to be a member of a new group starting for another priest. Again, I gladly accepted. In talking to friends in my parish about this ministry, numerous friends expressed their desire to begin a Seven Sisters group for our parish priest. I told them I would be happy to facilitate. From Beverly in Wisconsin. Another. I have a strong faith and know how important it is to Our Lady that we pray for our priests. If I can help obtain daily prayers for priests, it would be an extremely special commitment. From Kathy of Colorado. The last one. I am a retired executive director of a homeless shelter. I have worked with marginalized populations for decades and witnessed the human condition at its lowest point. I believe more people need to develop a relationship with Jesus to mitigate their suffering. Our priests need our support as I believe they are in a constant battle to save souls. From Gwen in Wisconsin. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M., offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at elijahhelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. elijahhelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the appreciated and loved quilt project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters prayer and a quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website, for the fasting brother leader to register. Lamp bearers. Lamp bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org, and please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate, and in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.